You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing so about a year ago. The man you're about to hear joined us on the air. He has a brand new album that comes out in 8 days. We'll talk about that. But first, we are going to take a listen. Here is Damon Buxton. There you have Damon Buxton, and I took a short little video of him as he was playing and just put it up on our Facebook page at SLB Radio, in part because I wanted to be sure you got a sense of seeing a classical guitarist. The guitar usually is held differently, and it's a different style of guitar than you might be used to. Plus, I wanted to be sure you had a link to his work in the event you want to be part of the Facebook live stream, May 31st, 7 o'clock Eastern. So that will be very nice, a nice Sunday night to listen to Damon's new album. How have you been? We didn't have much of a chance to talk ahead of time today.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm absolutely fabulous, actually. I have this new record out, and things are just going well. Playing lots of places and lots of good, friendships and just life in general.
That's great. You've been in the Pittsburgh area now for about 5 years or so?
Just coming on to 4 years, yeah.
And as a classical guitarist, I imagine you're typically playing solo?
Mostly. I have a bit of collaboration on this album, two songs. But yeah, usually it's just me, and some of that is just the way that I prefer to work. I'm good at rehearsing, and I kind of, I won't say over rehearse or anything, but I rehearse for over an hour a day, 6 days a week, and Sundays off. Unless I have a show on Sunday, then Monday's off. So it's just easier to do. And
yeah, and you really, I think, have to do it to keep your chops up, I would imagine.
Absolutely, yeah.
One reason I was curious about that is establishing yourself in a new place with – if as a musician, you came, you know, as a horn player or as a folk guitarist, it would really be pretty easy to find your tribe musically, so to speak. How has that been in your case in terms of I guess it doesn't necessarily have to be people – also into this style of music, but have you been able to assimilate, assuming that's something you want to do?
Indeed, it is something I wanted to do, and I have been very successful in that. But it's my situation and my story is a little bit unusual. So I consider myself a classical guitarist in that I play absolutely, almost exclusively nylon string classical guitars. And I don't play any classical music. I write my own music, and it's kind of in a classical style. And there's a certain amount of flamenco crossover, which is it's what I play is not actually flamenco, but and those two are very closely related. But in terms of assimilating, Pittsburgh is also interesting in its relationship to classical guitar. One of the local guitar stores they're a wonderful and very supportive store, and they can remain nameless. Because they told me when I arrived here, Pittsburgh is kind of a nylon string dead zone, and I said, "Well, okay, well, let's see what we can do about that." And Pittsburgh has a classical guitar society, which I'm involved in, and we're making inroads and things, but. Because I don't play, you know, a Bach or Chopin program, for example, I can't necessarily go to Cleveland and get booked at a church or someplace playing that with, say, the Cleveland Classical Guitar Society. So my music has to kind of dive into the intersection between jazz, classical, and what we used to call New Age music. Now it's ambient or chill acoustic.
That's interesting.
And the good thing for me is I'm kind of the nylon string guy when somebody wants that.
Yeah, New Age. it's been a while since I have heard that term. And it kind of, I think chill and ambient are probably preferable if you have to put a label on it. And that's interesting about the society. I didn't know that they existed.
But my kind of inroad to getting booked and making friends who are musicians was to go to open mics. And so to keep stage fright at bay, I go to an open mic once a week. It doesn't matter where it is, who's there. I just need to be in front of people and play something. And that works really successfully for that. But in Pittsburgh, because we have a wide and varied, really rich music community. A lot of folk artists, a lot of rock artists, and a lot of people who are trained in classical guitar, they're playing in metal bands and what have you, and in various things. But I met a lot of friends, and then, you know, they would meet someone who was looking for some softer, gentler, you know, kind of articulate guitar music, and I was the guy that they thought of because I know personally three classical guitarists. I mean, I know there's more, but
What a great it's interesting to hear that story. It also what a disciplined person you are with practicing as you do, writing as you do, and you mentioned the regular performances. I meant to ask you the name of the piece you opened with.
Oh. It is the title track for my new record. It's called Waterford.
And I want to be sure we get to hear more from you. We'll talk a little bit about the new record after the next selection. What would you like to play?
I want to play a piece I wrote for a couple of friends. It's called Bella Voce, which is, of course, Italian for beautiful voices. Their names are Molly and Bethany. And the track on the album has their voices as accompaniment. So I wrote it as a piece of appreciation for them and a piece that could work with accompaniment. And then because they're in a band called Just Deer, and they're busy doing that, and I'm busy doing my solo thing, the piece has to work on its own as a solo piece of music and with them as collaborators. So they're not here today, obviously, so... Anyway, Bella Voce.
Damon Buxton. Kate Snow is listening and
Hi, Kate.
Said you sound wonderful as always. And Kate, thank you for checking in. Waterford is the name of Damon's release, and it will be live streamed May 31st. on Facebook. I see the album has a motorcycle with a guitar balanced on the seat, and the guitar mysteriously is perpendicular to the motorcycle, so the head is where a person's head would be, the headstock. Any significance to that?
There's no significance to the placement. I actually hadn't thought of that until now, so that's a really cool observation.
How about the bike?
Motorcycles are a long-time hobby. I don't ride all that much, but I've always had a motorcycle since I was 11, which has been quite a few years ago now. And a lot of years just having it to be able to look at, sit on, or to ride kind of just kept me from, you know, spinning out and going crazy.
11 is an early age to start.
It is, yeah. And so about a year ago, a little over a year ago, April Fool's Day, I was going to sell the last one I had just for safety reasons, whatever, and then and I couldn't do it. But as part of that, I was going to buy these little old Spanish bikes. And I used to compete as a teenager on Spanish bikes. And so I got this one. It's a 1964 Boltaco Matralla. Boltaco is a brand that was made in business from 1959 to 1982. And it went out of business kind of just because of economic factors and socialism in Spain at the time and allocation of resources and so on. But I like them because they're simple. They don't, and they're beautiful and weird. I ride less than 100 miles a year, probably. But I now have three of the weird Spanish bikes.
Is that the one that's pictured?
Yeah,
because I think I can see the name on it. What a cool little bike! That's the cover. Do you plan on having physical copies of CDs?
I don't. I gave myself permission to stop making CDs. The number I would sell on a release went down farther and further. And
I like the way you express that. There really is a pendulum swinging a little bit. I'm seeing a lot more physical CDs than I did maybe 2 years ago. But a lot of people are simply going to want to have access to the music digitally.
Yeah, and I encourage people to listen however they listen. And I love physical product. I would be absolutely delighted to make CDs again. And from a data standpoint, you know, they hold a good 10 times as much, 7 to 10 times as much digital information in terms of what it is playing back to you than an MP3 or streaming. But
so if people go to damonbuxton.com/Waterford, will they be able to download a copy?
Yes, indeed.
Great.
Download streaming available everywhere music is streamed or sold.
Excellent. So consider that. And also maybe you're hosting an event that you think it would be nice to have live music of the style that Damon is playing. DamonBuxton.com is probably also a way for you to add more. I'm saying that because Damon is too probably won't say it, but I'll say it.
I'm shy. I like to let the music talk. But
well, I could see honestly, you're adding a lot. To an event, it could be an office meeting of some sort or a wedding would be beautiful too. What would you like to play next? I want to be sure we play lots of music, and then afterwards we'll talk a little more.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to do, I mentioned the band Just Here. So the first song on the record is a piece of appreciation for these folks that are in this band called Just Here. They're a folk group in the Pittsburgh area. They have become very, very dear friends. And two of their members are the women who I collaborated with on two songs on this album, Ancient Ivory and Bella Voce, the one that I just did. But it's a little more rambunctious than the others, and I like that dynamic, so soft and loud. So the piece is just called Just Here.
A fun one. When you mentioned the dynamics and the variation of tempos that you heard within that one was really fun too. You should know Damon Buxton is who you're hearing. DamonBuxton.com is his website. A new album it is debuting May 31st. It will be live streamed on Damon's Facebook page. Damon is a composer, not just a player. And I, just knowing you, as I think I do from when you were here previously and also today, I would imagine you're pretty deliberate and I would imagine you work really hard on the songs you compose and probably don't want to – they're probably not so easy to let go. Am I right about that? Like, do you really feel a need to get to perfect or as close to perfect as possible?
Yeah. I rehearse a lot and rework things a lot. The creating them is just comes from play, just from messing around. And we talked about this a bit last time, but the inspiration is just generally spending time with people. The title track is actually for my late grandfather, and I never knew him, but I found his grave in Waterford, Michigan, and his headstone was in bad shape, so I replaced it. And in that way, I spent time with him, even though he's not alive anymore. So that inspired just all kinds of, you know, it just comes from emotion, I suppose.
And it's interesting. Oh, I haven't thought much about it, but since you're working with a single instrument without lyrics, it's just you. So there's got to be a lot of precision and a lot of thinking into what you want this to sound like. And on the one hand, it's just you, so you don't have to argue or negotiate.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it's just you, so it's a little bit of pressure to make sure the sound you hear in your head is going to come out on the guitar, I would think, at least.
Yeah, I mean, I joke that it's a little bit dangerous, but it's, you know, safer than writing than competing. Well, anyway.
I'm glad you're here. I think we're going to have time for two more, which may be a little less. I think we were hoping for six, but looking at the clock, I want to be sure we get them in. What would you like to do next?
I want to do a piece I wrote for my daughter. It's called Say Stardust. Thank you.
Damon Buxton with a song for his daughter. What's her name?
Molly.
Beautifully done. Look for Damon's music at damonbuxton.com. The new release, Waterford, comes out in 8 days, Sunday, May 31st at 7 p.m. You can join in on the live stream release party, which will be on Facebook. Damon's going to do one more. Anything else you wanted to talk about that we didn't get a chance to?
I wanted to mention, it's a case of ADHD directed in a positive manner. I have a catalog of 167 songs.
Wow.
Yeah. 13 or 14 albums on Spotify and all the usual places. And this is a piece I wrote for my wife. It is called For Bringing Me Home.
Thank you for being here, Damon Buxton. Damon Buxton with a song for his wife. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks for having me. Thanks for doing the show.